Our final site of service and payment methodology is the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule. As we have discussed, physicians are paid separately from and in addition to the hospital payment. Physicians are paid based on CPT procedure codes. CPT procedure codes have set RVUs, or relative value units, that are assigned a weight, which is converted into a payment value under the Medicare Physician Fee Schedule. A physician who provides services in a facility setting, such as a hospital or ASC, receives a facility payment. A physician is paid 100% for the first highest paying procedure and 50% of all procedures performed on the same day for that patient. Unlike the hospital outpatient, where add-on codes are packaged, physicians are paid separately for each procedure. The physician who renders services in their office or OBL setting receives a non-facility payment for their services. The non-facility payment is intended to cover the physician's services as well as costs of running the office or OBL. The costs include practice expense costs, such as the cost of supplies, devices, nursing care, personnel, and overhead. The non-facility payment rate is higher than the facility payment rate to account for this higher practice expense, which is not incurred in the facility setting. Again, the only coronary procedure payable in the OBL setting are cardiac catheterization procedures. It is important to understand that the surgical devices such as stents, balloons, equipment, and supplies are not paid separately to the physician in the OBL. These costs must be accounted for in the one inclusive non-facility payment.